Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Old Knight Rider. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. Tonight's topic, the disastrous outcome in Israel. Today, the final results, Benjamin Netanyahu snatched victory from the jaws of defeat and pulled out a squeaker of a victory over his rival, Mr. Herzog. However, when it comes down to the seats, you need 61 out of 120 seats in the Knesset for a majority. Benjamin Netanyahu took away 28 seats yesterday in yesterday's Tuesday's election in Israel, and his arch rival Herzog was one behind with 27 seats. And like anything else in Israeli politics, no one party has ever won 61 seats outright in and of themselves. It's always been a coalition cobbled together with other smaller right-wing or center-right parties, and it's no different in this time around. What is different is the naked, raw grab for power, the naked, raw, and cynical grab for power, at the same time denigrating the 20% of the electorate made up of Arabs who dared to go out and actually vote. That's what Benjamin Netanyahu in the last 24 hours called into question. And the other thing he said is his right-wing supporters in the other smaller right-wing parties didn't get their butts to the polls. The Likud party, Netanyahu's party, would lose to a bunch of Arabs who actually had the balls to get out and vote. Oh, that's not racist. No. And everything is kumbaya in Israel. I think Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing more than a thug, a bully, a gangster. And he's got four or five center-right parties along with the Likud. I don't see how Israel ever even had a moderate to liberal government in its 50-year history to begin with. The deck is stacked again. Any progressive or even moderate to progressive component of the Israeli electorate. But this is probably the election that will push the needle way back. Israel is its own worst enemy. They are not a Western-oriented country any longer, not with Benjamin Netanyahu at the helm. They are nothing more than another Middle Eastern country, and in their approach to politics and plurality. It's a democracy with a very, 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 very small d. It's mainly security. It's a security state, nothing more. Housing costs are going through the roof. Unemployment is going through the roof. It boils down to two words, security state. I just don't see much hope for Israel in the short term or even in the long term. And to top that off, the most egregious thing Benjamin Netanyahu did, and the thing that got him from over the top, from trailing in the polls up until the day before yesterday, he made a naked declaration on Monday, the day before the election, that if he were to take power for the fourth time, there would be absolutely no Palestinian state. He would not preside over the creation of any Palestinian state. That, no doubt, calmed the nerves of a lot of the smaller right-wing parties. And rather than throw their lot and their support to the more moderate Herzog party, the Zionist Union Party, at the last 12 to 24 hours, with that statement, he promised, a naked, cynical promise, not to see the existence or the creation of a Palestinian state. Those handful of votes, 15 to 20, through and pledged their support to Benjamin Netanyahu, giving him a one-seat advantage at the finish, 28 seats to 27 for his arch-rival Herzog, and a much easier path to forming a coalition government in the next 2 to 4 months. But make no mistake about it. Benjamin Netanyahu is nothing but a predator of fear, a predator of doom and gloom. There is absolutely no way Israel can ever reach its full potential if they consider itself a captive, actually a captive, a surrounded nation that will one thing on their mind and one thing only, the immediate striking back of any and all legitimate Palestinian concerns of nationhood, of a Palestinian state. This sets that process back well over 20 years. And I think President Obama would do well for the remainder of his term to just keep an arm's length distance from Benjamin Netanyahu until somehow, if Hillary should win, perhaps in the next 2 to 3 years, forces in and outside of Israel can bring enough pressure to bear on Prime Minister Netanyahu to renege on that no Palestinian state, because there will never, ever, ever be any stability, any peace, any stability or peace for the world at large unless the Palestinians have some kind, some form or representation of a nation state. That's it for tonight. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, you decide.